Okay, and
yeah, I was
in
saying,
this album there is a couple of songs that you like the most. You were
saying, I was saying Brainwashed because I feel like it's my favorite composition.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as songs to listen to, I'm really happy with the way that Careful turned out, and I'm really jazzed about that, and I really like Translate a lot. I think those songs really, really worked really well for this.
Okay. And anyway, you had last year a collaboration with Jerusalem in the Sun, and you keep continuing it. I saw that with videos that were a collaboration. How the video thing came out?
Yeah.
Because it's quite cool. It's
We worked with this two of the video. You know, we tried to make like a kind of narrative trajectory for the videos.
Yeah.
And so we had these big ideas and we had to kind of boil them down, and we worked with a friend of ours for two of them. And I mean, I don't really know how other people make videos, but it's like kind of random. A lot of it is you have these basic ideas, you try them out, you don't really know what it's going to finally look like. But I think our ideas at the beginning of what we wanted to do are similar to what we came up with, you know. Like I think we maintained like the initial idea of this and that came through, so I'm happy with the way that I'm happy with the videos and like the way that they look. And yeah, you know, we always tend to really basically work with our friends for everything that we do, so it makes it easier too, because you know, it's kind of fun to do those kinds of things on the side.
Because it was a quite amazing collaboration. I remember it that you played in Utrecht with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the big hall, and
yeah,
it was a quite amazing show.
Yeah, the big hall show, I didn't really like it that much. I didn't think it was that good.
Really?
Yeah, it
you
was.
You preferred the last year one in the smaller show?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, it was different. It was more.
More energy. I think when we played the big room the first time, we hadn't toured together, so we weren't really that tight.
Mm.
And I think we all felt like, we really could have played better. But then, you know, that year we did some tours together and it became really gelled.
Yeah.
So when we played in Utrecht the second time, it was, you know, we weren't really nervous or anything, we just kind of played, and it was easy because it was just more practiced, you know, so it just felt better.
Like tonight is the first night with the new album, right?
What do you mean the first night? Like
The first night of this leg. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the first show of this tour. Yeah,
so what we can expect from...
I mean, we'll play.
I mean, you are always amazing live because you don't strictly communicate with the people, but you.
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight we're gonna do what we do. We're gonna have we'll play a lot of new stuff and some old stuff, and try to have, like, you know, we always try to challenge the audience a little bit. And I think I don't know which kind of people are gonna come tonight because.
Mm-hmm.
It is like this electronic dance event,
because
I don't know if people are coming from the festival.
I think. It's my third year, I was telling you, and I think that this year was quite amazing that there was more live electronic music.
Right, and not just DJ.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's an electronic event, but they never focus so much on the electronic live music. This year, there are two nights focused on live bands, and I think it's a great challenge.
That's good. I mean, I don't know if we should play more danceable music, or if we should try to really fuck with people and play like just the guitar songs. I don't know what kind of crowd it's going to be, so I don't know what we're going to play yet. But I think people are going to be into it. I think the vibe is here is good. People seem really friendly and like they want to party, so you know, it'll be fun. And it's not that late a show, so everyone's probably... It's still early in the night, so that people still have energy and they're not fucked up yet. So they can, like, see an interesting show, then they can go and, like, lose their minds later on. So maybe it's a good time for us to play kind of...
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, if they are bothered, they can do everywhere.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So
yeah, right.
They can be really interested in you if they stay.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it should be... I think it'll be a fun show, yeah.
Yeah. I will see you later.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.